Jenny Strubmeyer, a Chinese-Austrian dwarf. I remember her. She sat in front of me. Jenny? Oh, she used to write out our themes for us. Every one of us in the class. She used to write out 68 themes every time we had to write a theme, and in different handwriting. 68 different styles of handwriting. Now, Peony had it made. You know, she was the cleverest thing. Wonder what ever happened to her. I must look her up someday. But 68 themes, do you know that teacher never caught on? She was the stupidest teacher. But poor Peony, she had red-rimmed blue eyes when, next day, my God, give us a theme to do. We had a theme to do once a week. Once a week, Peony wrote 69 themes, well, her own. Can you imagine? Now that's something. Everyone on a different subject, everyone with a different style. That teacher would call to us. She'd say, Jim Strand. And Jim Strand would get up. She'd say, half the time, you know, he hadn't even read his theme. Peony'd pass them out as we were going into school. There she'd stand. She got under the stairs and her little hand would come up. She knew who we were just by our taps on the street. That's right. She knew. She knew. She never made a mistake. And Edwina Rothby? Well, my dear, she could hear Edwina Rothby coming. Yes, she had a wooden leg. Poor Edwina. Poor Edwina. A crocodile bit her leg off in Florida on her vacation. Can you imagine? Well, she went to one of those damn serpent farms. Yes, and she got too friendly with the crocodile, and he nipped her leg off right at the thigh. So she always heard Edwina when she was coming, but she always had Edwina's themes ready. Yes, she was fun, that little Edwina. Boy, she could dance. Dance on that wooden leg, hot dog. But do you know, she used to sit in class and whittle her leg. Yeah, she'd whittle away at her leg. She had to have a new peg. Once every 3 months, she'd have to get a new leg. She'd whittle it away. I don't know whether it was nerves or she used to make little fancy carvings. Yeah, we all had souvenirs. I still have Edwina Rothby's little, yeah. She made me a little pot. She made a little pot for me. Yeah, I still have it. I still have it. Sure. My wife wonders what it is, but I don't tell her it's Edwina Rothby. Why should I tell her? Why should I tell her? If she thought that was somebody's wooden leg, she'd throw it out. She'd be so peeved. Of course she would. You know, I was listening to her mother once. Do you know Edwina didn't even cry when that crocodile popped off her leg? Didn't even cry. Edwina, she was fascinated. Just fascinated. Her mother fainted dead away, and her father fainted dead away. Half the attendants fainted dead away, and Edwina just stood there and watched him chew up her leg. She was just so fascinated. And you know what? She said she always wanted to be Long John Silver. Isn't that funny? She was quite a card. Well, anyway, when Edwina came, Peony, her little arm shot up from under the stairs and gave her hers. Only once did Peony make a mistake. Well, she gave Carl, Natter, a little theme, How I Lost My Leg, and it was meant to go to Edwina. Well, Edwina got one, How I Burned My Fingers, and that, of course, was Carl Natter's. Yeah! Well, it was pretty funny. It was pretty funny. They stood up, and then they just told the teacher, well, I put myself in Carl's place, said Edwina, and Carl said, yes, he said, I wrote my theme from Edwina's point of view, and they both got A's. Well, it was swell. It was swell. So, I guess it didn't turn out too bad after all. They were the only two A's in the class. The rest of us got B+. Peony? She forgot to turn hers in.